Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of God's Rooted Message. I pray everyone is blessed and highly favored, trusting in the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just so thankful and excited on this Faith in the Lord Friday because God is just showing who he is. He's showing his magnificent self. He's showing his glory and his strength and his power, and he's confirming so many things, and that is a big thing when God confirms, because his words say signs will follow us, and he will confirm his word. So when God confirms his word in my life, I'm just so excited because it lets me know that I'm on track. Hallelujah, because the enemy can't confirm nothing, but God can. Hallelujah. That's why when you have a personal relationship with the Lord and he reveals stuff to you, then he confirm it, and you know it's just something between you and God, it's like, okay, Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So I'm just so thankful, and I'm thankful for everybody to join God's Rooted Message tonight, to hear ready to give. Hallelujah, because we always got to be ready to give. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I just come to you saying thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Father God. I ask you to touch me and everybody that's under the sound of my voice, from the top of our heads to the sole of our feet, Lord God. Shed your blood over us. Heal and strengthen us, Lord God. Allow us to go deeper inside of you, Father God. Allow us to get more understanding, revelation of your holy word, Father God. We long for you, Father God. We long for your healing and your deliverance, Father God. Touch those who are sick right now, Father God. Touch the children that's going through things, Father God. You, the children is a blessing from you, Father God. Heal their bodies, Father God. Make them whole, Father God. I'm standing on belief for all the children that's battling cancer, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm believing that you will never leave them nor forsake them, Father God. I believe that they're healed by the blood in the stripes of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. You came down here to set us free, Father God, and we're free, Father God. Hallelujah. Touch their little minds. Touch their bodies, Father God. Touch the doctors to know what to do, Father God, to bring healing and deliverance to them, Father God. Hallelujah. Touch their parents and all their relatives and everyone just to call out and believe and stand on your word, Father God, without wavering or doubt, Father God, but just believe in your deliverance, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I ask you to touch everybody that's going through depression right now, Father God. Strengthen and guide them, Father God. Allow them to go deeper into your understanding, Father God. Allow them to be breathed on, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Allow them to see you. Allow them to have a transformed mind, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone is suicidal tonight, Father God, touch them in a special way, Father God. What they know is you to touch them, Father God. Let them know that you would never leave them nor forsake them, Father God. Give them the understanding and a peace that surpasses all understanding, Father God, where they will not doubt you anymore, Father God, but they will believe and they will stand on faith. Hallelujah. Because all things is possible with God. Hallelujah. But nothing is possible with man, Father God. But if we have you, all things that you called us to do is possible, Father God. Show them they have a purpose, Father God. Show them that they have a meaning, Father God. Show them the trueness of the belief in you, Father God. Hallelujah. Build them on a solid foundation and a relationship with you, Lord God. Touch all the people around the world that's going through different things, Father God, that need your healing, that need your deliverance, that need your wholeness, Father God, that need your answer, Father God, that just need your voice, Father God, to speak to them, to let you know, let them know that you're still here, Father God. Just reach out to your children. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hallelujah. I thank God for all that he's doing right now. Hallelujah. I thank God and I pray and I trust him and I believe in his delivering hand. I believe God is healing. Hallelujah. I believe we just have to believe and stand on his word and really believe his word and know when God tells us to do something, we got to be able to be obedient. Today's title is called Ready to Give. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And today we're talking about keeping a good conscience. We've been talking about good fruit and bad fruit. Hallelujah. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about more about that, but I'm going to go to a deeper level of that today. Hallelujah. So today we're going to start off in 1 Peter 3, and I'm going to start at verse number 10. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it says that for he that will love life, hallelujah, for he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no gully, hallelujah. So it says that he that will love life, hallelujah, will you love life, hallelujah, and see good days, hallelujah. You want to have good days as you want to bear good fruit, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let him refrain his tongue. What we need to understand that is life and death in the power of the tongue. To bear the good fruit, your tongue have to have. When it talks about it, Mark 16, when Jesus talked about the signs that's going to follow, he said, you're going to have new tongues, hallelujah. But when they got to prophesy, when they got filled with the Holy Spirit, they was speaking in other tongues, hallelujah. But Jesus said you was going to have new tongues. That means you was going to have a new conversation, a new mouthpiece. You were going to speak differently, hallelujah. So when you love life and you love what God called you and you free and you're ready to give the life that God called you to give and you're ready to follow and go do the things that he called you to do, you will watch your tongue. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You will stand and safe. One thing we need to understand is life and death and the power of the tongue. You got to be careful what you say. You got to truly stand on belief in everything. You can't doubt it. You can't have conversations with doubters. You can't have conversations with anything that's doubtful inside of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You got to just believe God's word and stand firm on it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It say, let them endure evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. One thing we need to know is that the eyes of the Lord is over the righteous. Hallelujah. And his ears are open to your prayers. So there's a lot of people right now that's going through so many different things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, where they think the Lord is not open. But it says his ears is open to your prayers. Hallelujah. When you're the righteous. Hallelujah. Because his eyes is over you. Hallelujah. You know how I said when Jesus went to the mountain, and he got transformed in front of his disciples, the spirit of the Lord, the cloud came up over them, hallelujah, and it was over them and said, this is my son who I am well pleased. It say the eyes of the Lord are over you, so he's over you wherever you are, hallelujah. He neither slumbers nor sleeps. He is always there, and his ears is open to listen to you, hallelujah. One thing we need to understand, if it say, and his ears is open to their prayers, that means if you want God to hear you and you want to hear the answer, your ears have to be open, hallelujah. Some people just say they hear, but they don't have open ears. Are your ears open to even hear? Are you open to receive? Because when something is open, that means something can come in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Are you willing to receive what he's trying to speak to you? Are you able to receive what he's telling you to say, what he's trying to speak through the open doors of your ears? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And it has to come in obedience where you want to be obedient to hear. Because sometimes, a lot of times, God, when God says or does things, it really don't make a lot of sense. It seems like it's going out of the way, like it's not necessary, but it's a purpose because he want to show you that he is there, that he's the healer, that he's the deliverer. Hallelujah. But you need to understand, if you're righteous, if you're his child, his eyes are over you and his ears is open to your prayers. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? Who can harm you if you be followers of that which is good? When you follow something, you go or come after. A person or thing proceeding ahead, move or travel behind, come after in the time or order. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When it say you, if you follow after him, who can be against you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Matthew 10 in verse number 38, it says, and he that takes not his cross and follow after me, he is not worthy of me. He that finds his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake shall find it. And Proverbs 8 and 35, it says, for whoso finds me finds life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, so if you follow after me, if you come after me, hallelujah, move or travel behind, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that you shall find life. He says, he that finds his life shall lose it, and he that loses his life for my sake. So if you lose your life, if you lose the way you think, the way your tongue is, the way you process things, the way you speak about things, hallelujah, you can't be wavering, but you need to know if the eyes of the Lord is upon you, that he hears your prayers, that he's open, because he said he's speaking about the tongue, hallelujah, and his life and death and the power of the tongue. And in Mark 16, he said he's going to give you a new tongue, hallelujah. So he's going to give you new understanding. You're no longer going to speak the doubt and the being ashamed and being thinking you have caused something to come upon you, hallelujah. But if you lose your life for his sake, you shall find life. And he say, he that finds life, hallelujah, for whoso finds me, when you find him by following him, as you're finding him,
you're becoming to understand the conformed image of Christ Jesus that you was called to be. You find life and shall obtain favor of the Lord. The Lord will show you his favor because now you have found him. Now you're in the favor of God. Now you're in the will of God. Now you are walking and doing what God called you to do because now you're following after Christ, and you're following after Christ. I mean, you're following after God because Christ followed after God, and Christ did all things that God called him to do. He said and did everything that he called him to do, and you know why he did it, because he was ready to give obedience. He was ready to give the obedience that God called him to give. Christ didn't question what God called him to do. Now, when it was time for him to go to the cross, he went and prayed and said, if you could take this cup away from me, but he said, not my will, thy will. Hallelujah. He didn't question and ask him, why did you give me this cup? He just said, can you take it away? And he said, well, not my will, thy will. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's sometimes where things be overwhelming. It's sickness and diseases and hurt and pain and depression and suicidal thoughts. Hallelujah. And being homeless and being hungry, and you want to take the cup away from you. You don't want to go through the journey of the anointing. Hallelujah. To receive all the things that God has for you. But whoso finds him finds life. One thing you need to understand is you're going through something. You're seeking him. You're seeking him and you're calling out, and his ears is open. Hallelujah. But he wants you in the process of you seeking for your ears to be open too. Hallelujah. He wants you to be open to receive. Hallelujah. Because if we go somewhere, if we go somewhere to shop, and we go in the door, if we go to a grocery store, we have to go in the grocery store. We have to open the door to go inside the grocery store. And to leave out the grocery store, we have to open the door to go outside of it. So that's just like a relationship. To have a relationship with Christ, you got to open the door for him. You got to open the door through the relationship by offering salvation, by confessing with your mouth that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, and believing that God rose him from the dead. Hallelujah. So that means you're opening up the relationship. Hallelujah. And then he opened up his relationship by receiving and giving you the understanding of his word, by breaking down things to you and teaching things and starting a personal relationship to show you the difference between you and his relationship. Hallelujah. Because everyone have a different relationship with God. Everybody comprehend God differently because everybody have been through different things. Even if you have experienced the same thing someone else did, you might have sinned a little different, or you might have been through something a little different. Your tongue might have been a little sharper than someone else's tongue. The way you think and comprehend things might have been different than someone else's. Hallelujah. So that's why you got to have a personal relationship with him to know all things. Hallelujah. And say, and who is he that will harm you if you be followers of that which is good? But if you suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are you, and be not afraid of the terror, neither be troubled. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because, you know, sometimes you will suffer for righteousness' sake, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart. Hallelujah. You have to say, sanctify the Lord God in your heart. So you have to separate him in your heart. Hallelujah. You have to separate, because they said that right after it said, if you suffer for righteousness' sake. Sometimes when people know that they are righteous and they're saying, okay, the Lord is over me. Hallelujah. Because they say the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are open to their prayer. And then it says, if you suffer for righteousness' sake. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So it's saying that he's over the righteous and his ears is open. But if you suffer for righteousness' sake, hallelujah. And then it says, sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready always to give answers to everyone to ask a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Now, right after that, it says sanctify. When you sanctify something, you set something apart. Hallelujah. So he says, set him apart in your heart where you know, because now you have guarded your heart. He said, when we talked about it last week, we talked about a new flesh of heart that he said he was going to give us. Hallelujah. Where we have the understanding of who he is. Hallelujah. And he's teaching us, and he's teaching us how to bear the fruit. Hallelujah. He's teaching us how to understand. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So he's saying, when you're suffering and you're going through different things and you're bearing the fruit, he say, who can harm the followers of Christ? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One thing we need to understand, when you're going through, when you're suffering and you feel like you're suffering for righteousness' sake, hallelujah, you got to have the peace of God. You got to have the understanding. You got to have the wherewithal to ask him, Lord, what are you trying to teach me? See, sometimes when we go through so many different things, we just want to focus on what is actually before us, not knowing that God have already delivered the answer. If you rather you know it or not, okay, you could have been somewhere last year and God was giving you the strength for what you need right now. God was revealing this to you. He was telling you that he was going to develop something inside of you, hallelujah. But you, and he said he's going to bring something to manifestation, hallelujah. And you didn't know that the sickness or all the other things that's coming upon you is a part of the manifestation, hallelujah. Because now you're suffering and you're seeing that you're still going to give an answer, because the only way you can truly give an answer for a reason is when you're suffering. When you're suffering and going through something and you have something that's just hurting you and harming you, and you're like, hold on now, I know I'm righteous, I know I'm with the Lord, I know I'm trusting him. And it says, but sanctify the Lord God in your heart and be ready to always give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. It says with meekness, with humbleness and fear, with reverence and respect for God. So it's saying that sanctify yourself, set the Lord apart in your heart, and always be ready to give an answer. When you're going through something, people always want to ask you and question your faith. People always want to ask you and see if you truly trust what you've been saying you were trusting before you start going through this thing. But see, his grace is sufficient. God knew what you were going to go through. He knew the kind of strength that you need, ready to give, hallelujah, ready to give an answer, ready to still stand in faith, ready to still believe, hallelujah. It's some of you that's going through so many different things right now, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're going through a lot of different things where you feel like God is leaving you. You feel like God is forsaking you. You feel like he is not there. You hear people say, if that was such a loving God, why is he allowing you to go through this? Why is he allowing babies to go through this? Why is he allowing people to go through this? They have not did nothing. But you still have to be able to give a reason, the point, and why is your hope in him? Hallelujah. Look back on the things where he have been there with you before. Hallelujah. Where he didn't leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Where he called you to come forth and do some things. Hallelujah. Thank you. I'm going to just think about when my biggie, she was one of my best friends, really. I love my biggie because she chose to raise me. Hallelujah. She didn't have to. Hallelujah. But she chose to raise me. And when she passed away, God had prepared me for that whole year because he had been really starting to build his relationship with me, but I was still back and forth. I was wavering. I was lukewarm, basically, hallelujah. But I loved him, and I was trying to go the right way, but I was still being pulled into the world. But he had me prepared for when she was gone, when she was going to leave, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He gave me a year to see her go through what she went through, and she still believe, you know, I still saying to her, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for you brought me. Yes, you brought me from a mighty long way. You've been my mother, you've been my father, you've been my sister, you've been my brother, hallelujah. When I wasn't there around her, my uncle recorded it for her to listen to, hallelujah, and I used to write stuff and put it on her thing, but that was just the love, and it was able to give a reason. See, my grandma wasn't able to talk because they had gave her a trace, so she couldn't talk, but in her mind, God could hear. In her heart, God knew where her heart was, hallelujah. He knew where her mind was, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And she gave a reason. And when she heard me saying thank you, Jesus, her heartbeat always went up. When her heartbeat, when her blood pressure would go down and she would hear me say thank you, Jesus, her blood pressure would go back up and then be normal. That because she was rejoicing with me as I was rejoicing. So God knew that was her way of giving a reason. But see, some people would look at it as she was suffering. Yes, she wasn't able to speak. One thing I missed about her was her voice, because my grandmother had the kind of voice that settled my mind. I could just be going through anything and I can call and talk to her and she settled my mind. She might take my side for a minute, but then she'd get me into place, but her voice calmed me down because she knew me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. She knew who she raised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And she always was there. She was able to give a reason, even though what she was going through. Hallelujah. And some people don't look at things like that. Hallelujah. So you have to be able to give a reason for the hope of your calling. Some of you are watching loved ones going through stuff and you feel like they suffering. They've been a good person and why are they going through this? Hallelujah. But they still able to give a reason because they still rejoice and have gladness. Hallelujah. Because they have sanctified the Lord in their heart. Hallelujah. They look at them. So I want you out the word. The Spirit of the Lord has really encouraged me to encourage people to let them know, like, don't look at what you see people suffering that believe in the Lord. Hallelujah. They still trust it and believe it. Don't let your faith waver or your faith go away from the Lord because you feel like they don't deserve to go through this, but this was their purpose. Christ Jesus died on the cross for all of us. He went through the wheel that God called him to go through. I'm going to go through the wheel. I would never want nobody to walk away from God or stop standing with God or stop believing with God on the way that he called me to leave this earth. Hallelujah. Because I believe in him. I trust in him. I stand on his word. He has been with me. He has showed me so many different levels of him within this year. Hallelujah. So many different levels of him, how he will never leave me nor forsake me. Man can leave me, but he won't. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So one thing we need to understand, we have to trust him. Always be able to give a reason. Hallelujah. Is your faith just in what you see people go through? And then when you see the people that you've seen faith in go through stuff, you transfer your mind. But see, when you focus on Christ and you focus on God and you focus on how he have delivered you, that's why it's about a personal relationship. When you see what he have done for you, when you see how he have delivered you, when you see how he have carried you and brought you, hallelujah, you will see that you can overcome. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Having a good conscience that wherein they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For it is better if the will of God be so that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. Hallelujah. For Christ also has once suffered for our sins and just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickly by the spirit. It say he was put to death by the flesh, but quickened in the spirit. Hallelujah. Some people, when they leave here, they put to death in flesh, but they quickened in the spirit. Their spirit is still alive because they received Christ and their spirit will always live. One thing we need to understand that everybody have a date where they leave here. Hallelujah. Sometimes we don't want people to leave. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But people have times where they have to go. And it is unfortunate because we never know the time, but when anyone is leaving, hallelujah, I don't know my time when I'm leaving, hallelujah, but God knows it. And I pray and I ask him to keep me in him all the time to be able to always give a reason for what it is and to never be ashamed of anyone, hey, hallelujah, but they be ashamed. It say, having a good conscience that whereon they speak evil of you as of evildoers that may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. Some people, when they lose track of who Christ is by people going through stuff, by the righteous suffering and all that, they come against you and they want you to be ashamed, but they will be ashamed. Hallelujah. Shame means to be embarrassed or guilty because of one's action, characteristics, or associations. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One thing he wants us not to be is to be ashamed. Hallelujah. But sometimes people, when they're going through stuff, he say, let them, that they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. May they be ashamed. May they become guilty of one's action, characteristics, and association. And the reason he said that is because if you feel guilty because of one's action, character, rich, or association, hopefully you get to the point where you repent and then you will come back to him. See, one thing we need to understand, everything that happens, it's supposed to be a reaction so people will come back and lay at his feet and call out to him. Hallelujah. But you keep your good conversation, even if you're crying and you're in the conversation, even if you have to pray, know that his ears is open. Know that he is looking for, he's listening to you. Hallelujah. Just allow your ears to be open to receive it. Don't hope for the answer that you think, but hope for the answer that is in his will. Hallelujah. Sometimes people want to manipulate and twist the answer of God to be the answer that they want, not concerning the will of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I want the will of God over my life in every aspect of my life. Hallelujah. And I desire that. All God's children want that, but they have to desire that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You have to want that. Hallelujah. You need to know that if you're a follower of him, that he will be with you. In Romans 10 and 11, it says, for the scriptures say, whoever believes in him shall not be ashamed. Hallelujah. Thank you. So if you believe in him, you won't be embarrassed or guilty because of one action, characteristics, or association. You won't be embarrassed about your belief system. Because one thing we need to understand, when people are going through stuff and people are in pain and people are sick and have diseases, that deadly diseases like cancer and breast cancer and and AIDS and lupus and all different types of stuff, people be like, how could a loving God allow them to have this? How can a loving God allow them to go through this? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But it says, whoever believes in him shall not be ashamed. You will not be embarrassed or guilty of one's action, characteristics, or association. You won't be guilty. You won't feel ashamed of what's coming upon you, because you will always give a reason for what's going on, for your belief, your hope, what you're standing on, why you believe in him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because when we say we're going to live out his will, we have to live out his will. Whether we know it or not, if we live out his will or the enemy's will, we all have a time when we're going to leave here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But when we live out his will, we have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Where it's no more suffering. You don't have to be righteous and suffer, because then you won't suffer no more. Hallelujah. But why suffer here on earth? Hallelujah. And then suffer in hell. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We just have to look at stuff like that and look at it in a more different way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Look at it in a more different way than what it is. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And see exactly what he is saying. Hallelujah. And it say, be ready to always to give an answer. And what really stood out to me is to give. When it say always give means to freely transfer the possessions of something or to someone to hand over. Hallelujah. Last week we talked about giving. Hallelujah. It say, for Christ so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Gave was the past tense of give. Hallelujah. And give is to freely transfer the possessions of something to someone to hand over. Hallelujah. And it say, Paul planted, Apollo water, and God gave the increase. He gave the increase in their life. Hallelujah. So as you're being planted in water in the word, as you're standing in the word, as you're going through what you're going through, because Christ said when you leave your mother or father, anything, you'll go through persecution. You're going to go through different things. Hallelujah. People suffer and go through different tribulations and trials when they're with Christ, and they go through when they're not with Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So life just happens to everyone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But when you have Christ on your side, you know that he's always there. You know that he will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. And you will be able to give an answer like him, just like Christ gave himself, so whoever believes can have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Say, whoever believes in him shall not be ashamed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God gave the increase. He gave an increase for the planting and the watering. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So as your faith been planted, it just needs to be watered. And you keep it watered by standing in relationship with God, by standing your word, hallelujah, by trusting and believing what he had revealed to you, the things that he said that he was going to do. You stand on that. You believe in that, hallelujah, and you be ready to give an answer, hallelujah. An answer is a thing said, written, or done to deal with as a reaction to a question, a statement, or a situation, hallelujah. So if someone, you are answering, say, be ready to answer when you have a question. When someone asks you a question about your faith for what you're going through, how do you still believe in this God and he's allowing you to go through this? Hallelujah. How is this God allowing you to suffer? How can an all-knowing and all-loving God allow you to go through this disease that you're going through? You're ready to answer that question, the statement. People make statements. Hallelujah. I have people say to me, let your God take care of you. And I say, he will. He always. He will never leave me nor forsake me. Hallelujah. He let me know that you were not sent by him, because he wouldn't say that to me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, in the manner of what you said it. Hallelujah. And now if you were saying it to me like, trust God, God will take care of you, let God take care of you. But by you saying it in a statement to try to hurt me, like I'm stupid for depending on him, I know that's not from God. Hallelujah. So I'm going to stand on his word and believe his word, or situation, what you're going through, the battle that you're facing right now, what is before you, where it looks like God is not with you, where it looks like you're continuing to suffer and go through different things, this after that, and God is always there. He's always there. He's always there. Just be ready to give an answer, to freely transfer it. Hallelujah. When you transfer something, you give something in exchange for something. Hallelujah. Because if you go to the store and you buy an item and you take it back and you transferring it for something else, something else. You're not getting the money back, but you're transferring it for something else. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you're going through, hallelujah, and you need to stand on God's word, and the word that you're standing on is not giving you the strength in the situation, you go back to the word of God and you transfer that scripture for another scripture. Hallelujah. You don't get your money back. You don't turn away from Christ because we were brought with a price. You don't turn away from him, but you transfer for another scripture. Something is more powerful. Ask God to release something more for me to hold on to, for me to stand on. Hallelujah. Release another way for me to pray and to lay at your feet. Hallelujah. Give me another way of trust. And hallelujah. I thank you for joining me tonight on God's Rooted Message. I pray you received us what the Spirit was saying to the church. And I'm going to continue to pray for you. Hallelujah. Pray for me and my family as I pray for you and your family. Hallelujah. That God continues to keep us. Hallelujah. Stand on his holy word and to believe all that he said he's going to do. And to stand and say that he will never leave us nor forsake us, that he's always there and that he cares. The thing is, we need to know that he's always there and he cares. He's always there and he cares. He's always there and he cares. If you remember that, you will be able to believe and walk in faith. Because he's always there, you can believe that. And he always cares, and that will keep your faith going. Hallelujah. Enjoy the weekend. Join me next week on God's Rooted Message. Hallelujah. Trust God. Believe in God. Cry out to God. Just talk to him how you need to talk to him. There's nothing wrong with crying, screaming if you need to, praise, however you have to get what you want to say to the Lord. Just get it out to him. Hallelujah. Know that his eyes is upon you. Hallelujah. And his ears are always open. Hallelujah. Thank you. Then he's a follower against you, so no evil shall prevail. I love you. God loves you more. Love harder, pray harder. Hug, love, my love.